The Chinese government has responded aggressively to criticism by Five Eyes that it is trying to silence a political opposition in Hong Kong. The intelligence grouping of countries, which includes New Zealand, has objected to new rules allowing elected representatives to be sacked from the Hong Kong Parliament. China's foreign ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian has gone on record as saying, quote, "It doesn't matter whether they have Five Eyes or 10. If they dare to damage China's sovereignty, security and development, they should be careful or their eyes will be plucked out." Well, with us now is University of Waikato Professor of Law Alexander Gillespie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, even for China's foreign ministry, which is prone to this sort of rhetoric, this is pretty strong stuff.
It's not very nice either, and it seems to be escalating. I think the big point to watch here is that it could get a little bit worse in the coming years as well, because once Biden takes office, you can expect the tension between China and the Five Eyes to get a little bit worse than where it is now.
What I thought was interesting was that New Zealand has been party to this statement from Five Eyes. Now, if you go back to, say, July, when there was concern raised by the Five Eyes about the extradition law passed in Hong Kong, and New Zealand didn't sign the initial statement. We were a latecomer.
And that's right. So we tend to be a little bit slower, but we're always in the pack. And the difficulty going forward will be to make sure that we stay in the pack and don't get splintered off. But our comments here are fair and correct, and they're not inflammatory. It's a fair comment, what we said.
Do you think there will be repercussions?
I think the thing to watch right now is what's happening to Australia, because there you're seeing China and Australia in a much greater level of tension, and you're seeing the repercussions in terms of trade. New Zealand's not at the point of Australia. We're not at the forefront of the debate, and we're not antagonising China to the same degree. But it's possible that we could get a warning in time to come, a soft warning, but not just yet.
Well, of course, I guess the issue then is, does New Zealand start to come under more pressure from Australia and the other Five Eyes partners to be more vocal, or are we allowed to get away with being a little bit less vocal?
Walking this fine line between China, which is our biggest trading partner right now, and our traditional allies and friends in the Five Eyes, is going to be the most difficult task we've had for quite a long time in diplomacy. We're going to get pressure from both sides. One side's going to want us to be quiet, and the other side's going to want to make sure we don't fall out of the pack.
It's interesting because it's coming at a time when we've just signed up for this RCEP agreement with China. So on a trade level, we're seeing China claim that it's opening up and being more interested in multilateral deals, and which would suit New Zealand. But
you're correct. I mean, the RCEP is a very good trade deal for China and for the region. And if you look at it just from an economic perspective, you would think our friendship would be getting closer. But if you look at it on human rights, if you look at it on Hong Kong, if you look at it on the law of the sea and the island disputes, you will see that the tensions are getting wider. But as I said at the beginning, in the next 4 years, as Biden takes power, he's likely to go harder on China, which means that we will be pulled in behind him.
Well, that's interesting because, as you mentioned, Australia. So we've seen the Chinese government effectively tell importers not to buy things like Australian barley, wine, other major exports.
The type of restrictions that you're seeing are soft at the moment. They're not sort of like direct with the country saying we will not import Australian coal or Australian barley, but they use consumers, or else you'll find that products will get held up on the docks, or there might be some kind of health and safety concern. Just enough to sort of like slow demand. And that way you can put a big influence on a country without actually having to go directly into a trade war with them.
So we've got, an APEC of sorts coming up. What would be the approach? We've got a new foreign minister in Nanaia Mahuta, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. How do you think they will deal with this in terms of their language and tone over the next wee while?
I think we're going to be part of the Five Eyes group, and that's good. And we're going to be part of the statement, and the statement will be measured and fair comment. The difficulty will be to make sure we don't get ahead of those statements, and that's what you've seen in Australia, because then you've seen a number of initiatives within Australia which are more inflammatory and provocative to China, and that is why China has gone harder on Australia than the other countries. But at the same time, there'll be a lot of pressure in New Zealand for people to say, well, don't speak out, it doesn't matter to us. But it does matter to us. Hong Kong matters to us. Human rights matter to us, the rule of law and the international law of the sea matters to us. And so we have to make sure that when we speak, we do it in a way which is not inflammatory.
Al Gillespie, thank you very much for that. Professor Al Gillespie there from the University of Waikato.